Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I would say sit this one out. At least have the kids sit this one out. Now, you may go and decide to take someone else to the game with you, but you can't take a kid to a Eagles-Cowboys night game. I wouldn't take a kid to an Eagles-Cowboys game
period
at all, but yeah. If it's 1 o'clock on a Sunday, okay, we may be able to get away with it. But a night game, after everybody's had basically 12 hours to pregame, right? You start pregaming at 8, 9 o'clock that morning, and you get to that upper level with a 10-year-old, whoo!
Yeah,
I don't think I would do that.
I would say 15, a true teenager to the upper level for a night game. By then, he's heard all the words.
Right.
He's probably seen a lot of stuff.
Right.
To where it's like, okay, all right, let's bring him up there. He can deal with it.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
A 1 o'clock game, like you said, even a 1 o'clock game in the upper level. All right. Because the upper level is just mostly the old 700 level, except you can't sneak beer and booze in like you used to be able to. But for the most part, there's a lot of self-policing that goes on up there with fights and other things. You said so you still kind of police yourself.
Right.
1 o'clock game, maybe. 8 o'clock game, No.
No, you can't do the night game. Can't do the night game. I think football fans are the one fan base that they sort of have taken on the personality of the sport. Maybe hockey's the same way. I don't get to a lot of hockey games, and even when I go, I'm in a suite. I'm in a WIP suite if I'm there.
Right.
You know, so I don't know what it's like to be in the stands at a Flyers game or a hockey game, but I know football-wise, it's a physical sport. They can be barbaric at times, and the fans
it's like
that
in stands
tend to
too.
Take on that personality, right? So you get that, and we know here in Philly, especially when it was at the Vet, they embraced that whole personality. So bringing a kid to that, 20 years ago, it was cool to sort of introduce your son to what it means to be an Eagles fan.
To that.
I don't really know. If you want to subject your kid to that.
No, I would.
Especially when you say 8 years old.
10 years old, yeah. Lower level, you're good. I would still even say 1 o'clock game. I would want to, especially if it's the first game. I would say 1 o'clock game. But you can get away with a lower level. But still, you're gonna have knuckleheads going in and out of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. Ben, what was the first, how old were you in your first game?
I think I was about 8. Flyers and Eagles games, my parents did not want me going to when I was younger. They were very opposed to that. We went to a lot of Phillies games.
Oh, well, yeah. When you're like 3 years old, you go to Phillies games.
Well, yeah, but
see the fanatic. You don't do that with the Eagles. No, you don't have a 3 year old in the Eagles game in the upper level.
They said, we will take you to all the Phantoms games you want. We will take you to all the Phillies games you want, but you cannot go to a Flyers game. You cannot go to an Eagles game.
A Flyers game?
Because the Flyers upper deck, especially when they were good, it was the same thing, man. You hear all the profanity, you had people throwing things and stuff. They didn't want me to hear that.
Okay. Well,
I didn't hear curse words until I was like 7 or 8 because my parents didn't want me having that stuff.
All right.
My parents were very protective. No video games, no Eagles games. It was
What?
No, yeah, my parents were anti-video games.
So what were you doing? Playing with a doll or something?
I don't really know. Reading?
What did you have? A little Ben doll that you would walk around with? He did. Look at him. He did. You have a doll?
It's some Tinker Toys.
No, seriously, what did you, when you were 8 years old, since you weren't going to games or playing video games, what were you doing?
I think I had like Tinker Toys, play outside.
Mean?
You don't remember Tinker Toys?
No.
I think I do, but yeah.
The Tinker Toys were the crap, man. You got some Hot Wheels.
Right.
Oh, you're building stuff.
Play a little floor hockey.
Right.
Oh, all right. No, I was thinking doll. Like Raggedy Ann or Raggedy Andy.
He has no idea
dirty.
Who Raggedy Ann is.
I know.
Yeah.
But what is it? We got a couple minutes here on this. What is the age that is appropriate to bring your child to an Eagles game? 888-729-9494.
Well, I was letting my kids do the preseason Eagles games.
That's good.
So, yeah, I would let the kids do the preseason Eagles games versus...
And you see a lot of that, too, with younger kids.
Yeah.
Because you can leave early. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. And the fans don't get as... They don't get the happy juice going as much in the preseason games. See, that's really what you're worried about. You're worried about, you know, the game being an intense game, it being a late game, whether it's a 4:30 start or a 4:25 start or an 8 o'clock start, right? Like, I don't think you bring the kids to those games.
No, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 o'clock early.
I wouldn't bring, and
season.
I have girls, so it's. I think it's a little bit different.
Lord,
but
yes. It's way different.
Yeah, and I'm talking sweet or lower level at all with them, right?
Yes.
At all. But if I had a son, teens.
Yeah, I would say
you
teens.
Bring them.
Yeah, unless it's a preseason game.
Yeah, then
you bring the kids to the preseason games.
Yeah. What about baseball? Because I go to the Phillies games, and I'll see six-month-old children there. And it's, his first Phillies game.
Yeah.
I'm waiting until they can actually maybe enjoy it or remember it, or we can stay longer than an hour and we have to go home because they're screaming and yelling.
I was going to say that's the thing you worry about with the younger kids at a baseball game is whether or not they get bored and want to stay. But the good part about bringing a youngin to the baseball game is that it's easier to explain what's going on.
Yeah, it's easy. That's the easiest sport to take them to. You can walk around. Mm-hmm. It's warm out.
Yep.
You take them to a Flyers or a Sixers game, you can't really do anything. You're either in the seat or you're in a concourse and you can't even see what's going on.
Well, to me, basketball is the best. It's indoors. It's normally a family type of atmosphere. You got a lot of mascot stuff going on. You got the Duncan stuff going on.
That's true.
The light shows, all the nonsense that goes on every timeout, right? You ever go down to a Sixers game, it's a show in between timeouts.
They do a great job with it. And Pat Croce really did a good job bringing, when he came to Philly, he said, listen, I can't rely just on basketball.
Right.
It needs to be a show. It needs to be entertaining.
And that's what most basketball games are like.
Yeah, you're right.
Most of them are like that. So kids really enjoy going to the basketball games because it's an easier sport to understand and there's more kid-friendly stuff to do or pay attention to at a basketball game.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Players are closer. They look so much larger than life.
Right.
Right? You go to a basketball game, you see one of these guys that you've seen only on TV, you get close enough at a basketball game. They look like giants
to
kids.
You can't believe how tall they are.
Yes, they look like giants to kids.
Yeah, they do. Look like giants to me.
Yeah.
Ben asked the question.
You're the size of a...
I'm a kid. Yeah. Right. Might as well be a kid. Right? Ben asked the question, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen in a Philly sporting event? Off of this topic. 888-729-9494. Mine involves the Cowboys.
I tell you, I used to see it when we were in the vet, man.
Yeah, every one of these stories will be the vet.
Yeah, we used to be on the bench, right? And you would just see the Yellow Jackets running to an area like, oh, they're going to fight.
Swarm!
There they go, yeah.
Swarm!
And you would just see it. You would see it,
man. Those poor people in the Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, the Yellow Jackets.
That's why I'll briefly share mine, and then we'll take some phone calls here. This was old vet. This was Dion was definitely on the team because the same game. You know, it might have been that Monday night game. It might have been that Monday night game because I saw a guy get speared in the vet, especially in the upper levels. The stairs were really, really steep to where if you took a tumble, you are flying down there.
Yeah.
There was a guy in a Dion jersey that was maybe midway up the level, giving the finger. How about them Cowboys? And I saw a guy come running from over on the side and being like, no, he's not. He decapitated this Cowboy fan, man, and no one did anything about it. It was great.
That's what he gets.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Now,
but the real story is I saw and I told this before because I remember your reaction, but I saw a little person spear a Cowboy fan into the sink at the vet while people were peeing in the sink.
Oh, God.
Speared him.
A little person as in
a dwarf, yes. It's true. I couldn't make it up. Yeah, I was just waiting in the line for a urinal. I hear this guy talking all this crap, and this guy this little person made a beeline, and I'm telling you, speared him right into the sink, right into people peeing, and then just started stomping him. Let's go to Rick in Monroe Township. Hi, Rick. True story. Hi, Rick.
Hey.
What do you got, brother?
What up, Rick?
So I took my kids to the game last year, the Redskins game. It wasn't that bad. I was sitting up in the 200 section.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But my son, he's turning 12. It was for his birthday. And then I took my daughter. She was 10. And they liked it.
No issues.
You said everything was cool, huh?
I mean, to me, I think. I don't know. We went out. Now I got out of the tailgate. I didn't stay in the tailgate for very long. I got them out of there and into
right.
the stadium.
Oh, so you weren't there for 8 hours tailgating with them before you went in?
No, we got there at, like, I don't know, maybe 6 or something like that.
Cool. Oh,
okay. Well, I mean, listen, and it was a Redskins game, and was that the Monday night game last year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you actually took them to a night game.
Did you leave early?
Yeah. No, we stayed the whole game.
Huh.
Wow.
All right.
Well, you're a good dad. Did they go to school the next day?
My daughter did because she had picture day, but I left the sun down.
Big bags under her eyes, poor little girl, right?
Yeah, you're
I got the pictures. They're good ones.
Yeah, you're a good dad, man. Took them to not only did you take them to an Eagles game, a Monday night game, couldn't go to school the next day. That's pretty cool.
Well, I screwed up. So 2 years ago, he really wanted to go to a game, and it was when we played the Vikings. And he was like, I want to go to this game because it was on his birthday. And then I was like, all right, I should be good for a couple of years because it shouldn't fall on a Sunday. And then last year, it fell on Monday, and it was on his birthday again. I was like, oh, got to go.
Wow.
Man.
Well, that's a good dad, though. That's good parenting right there,
but
man.
That's good information that it wasn't. Can handle it. Yeah, I mean, listen, ultimately, you're a parent, and it's your job if something happens to explain if you have younger kids. Like, hey, listen, this isn't something that's okay or whatever.
I took my son with me out to East Lansing. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whenever they opened up against Oregon, they played against Oregon, the night game out there. I had to be at the game. So I bring him with me. That's just me and him. Right. I drove out there. It's just me and him. So he has to hang with me during everything that I'm doing. Yeah. Right. So it was a one-day trip. This is how crazy I was. I drove out there on a...
You drove out on a one-day trip?
Yeah. I drove out. I left here Saturday morning around 5:30, 6. It was a night game, mm-hmm. So it was going to be an 8 o'clock game that night. So I get out there. It's about a 10-hour drive, too,
right.
10, 11-hour drive. So we get out there. I get up to the campus, meet up with all the fellas or what have you, with pregame, tailgating and everything. And I'm pretty much, he just had, you know, he just turned 15, so he must have been 13 at the time,
right.
12 or 13. And I think he enjoyed himself just getting the chance to hang with me and be around my former college teammates, be on the sideline at the game, East Lansing, get to meet certain former Spartans, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he had to hang with me during the whole pregame tailgating experience. And I got a 13-year-old pretty much just hanging out wide-eyed.
First time he's seen anything like this, right?
Yes, yes. And I never had him at a... I never tailgate. It's the first time I ever tailgate.
Yeah. You're a player. You don't know what it. You don't know what goes on out
there. I don't get to
tailgate.
Yeah, I don't get to tailgate. And so it's the only tailgating experience I've had. No, two times because last year I went to homecoming.
Right.
Since ever, like when I played, I didn't tailgate.
Right.
And since I retired, we do pregame shows.
You work.
I don't get to tailgate.
Yeah.
So I've only had two times to tailgate ever.
Dear Ike, by the way, brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. Bradford White Water Heaters are American strong and built to be the best. Find a plumbing contractor near you by visiting bradfordwhite.com.
I gave him two rules. Stay next to me.
And don't tell your mother.
And anything you hear or see out here stays here.
Good advice.
Yeah. You got two rules to hang with pops. Stay next to me and don't repeat anything you've seen or heard on this trip.
Oh,
to his credit, he never has.
So we have a
good kid, man.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. All right, so coming up, a lot of people on. We'll get some stuff coming up here, but we'll do a segment full of calls here. 888-729-9494. For really the rules on taking children to Eagles games and other sporting events.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.